Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Man, a tragedy. I don't know if you heard about this tragedy, but I got a message from Barbara in Texas that Jawanza out of Atlanta had messenger to let her know that, you know, Pastor Creflo Dollar's church, inside his church yesterday, that there was a shooting. One of his men was leading prayer. It's in College Park, Georgia. And I guess he leads it about every morning, from what I understand. And Greg McDowell, and he, as he's leading prayer, this man, who used to be a former maintenance man, it appears, according to the articles that we're reading, allegedly, that he just walks in and shoots Greg in his head.
Oh, wow.
And turns around and walks out. And these guys know him because he's worked there. And so they start looking for him, and they find him sitting like in a Starbucks drinking coffee. The evilness of what's going on. As a matter of fact, listen to this report.
That a man was shot and killed inside the chapel at this World Changers Church International. A man, a worker at the church, leading a prayer, opening the prayer service today. And as the longtime member who talked to Karen indicated, there were a lot of people who go to that prayer service on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10. Different people lead the service. But as he was leading the prayer at the start of the service, a man walked up to him and shot and killed him. Shot him at point-blank range. We're getting indications from the longtime member that it was an employee of the church who shot another worker from the church. The longtime member of the church also said it's sad and scary because the witnesses, after seeing who shot the man leading the prayer, realized they knew the shooter. And now police are telling us that they are on the lookout for a 52-year-old man named Floyd Palmer, who—that's the name that police have given us at this point. 52-year-old Floyd Palmer, World Changers Church International is one of the larger churches. 25,000 to 30,000 members is what they claim. They'll get in a busy service. They'll have more than 8,000 people in. You've noticed probably the copper-looking building. Those are some of the older buildings there. The daycare, the chapel. Massive parking lot because they will get up to 8,000 or more, 8,000 or more people in a service at World Changers Church International. A man shot and killed in the chapel. Rebecca Lindstrom now, I believe. Rebecca, do you have a picture of the man police are looking for?
I do. This is a picture that I was able to take of the suspect's photo. It is on my phone. We have emailed it in so that you guys can hopefully get a better copy of it there. I apologize. I have very unsteady hands, but this should give you an idea of what this suspect looks like. He is 52-year-old Floyd Palmer. We are being told that he is a former member and employee of this church, and that the victim, whose name is not being released, was a volunteer here. So there could have been some relationship between these two based off of their relationship and time here at the church, but they are not giving us much more information than that. They are saying that they are looking for Mr. Palmer, Floyd Palmer, in a black Subaru. So there is no foot search right now. They are looking for his vehicle. Since they know his name, they know the potential vehicle that he left here.
But they actually caught, you know, a Palmer. There's a news report talking about they're looking for him. They've caught him across town, like I said, at a like a Starbucks, just drinking coffee. This is just evil. We need to keep all of our brothers and sisters in our prayers to comfort them. Ask God to give Brother Creflo Dollar wisdom how to lead them through this difficult time. We need to pray for the family of Greg's family there, Greg McDowell, who just lost their father and their husband.
Right.
And this is just tragic. This is totally tragic, and it's so vulnerable the way things are happening. You know, we got to just be careful. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. We need to protect the sheep. I mean, all things happen. Listen, there's nothing you can't. You know, stuff happens.
Right.
But we at least need to know when it's in our midst.
That's right.
You know, we need to make the shepherds need to know, and to be able to help prevent if we can. But if not that, you know, comfort those that's going on. It's just a difficult time for them. We want to remember them in our prayers. And we want to, it makes me think of what happened at John Hagee's gathering where all of a sudden you have this large group of people and just activists begin to jump up and that are against Israel, which says a lot, and begins to just kind of assault the people with their language and their it's you know, one of the things the Lord's shown me is that, you know, God wants his church back.
Right.
And we as shepherds have to think about how can we walk this out as the church to make sure that we're not beyond our ability. You know, we're calling ourselves a shepherd. There's no way we can shepherd that many people.
Right.
You know, obviously what Brother Creflo is, he's an apostle, obviously. Yeah. He's over a lot of different churches and the pastors in different churches and all. But of course the world doesn't see it that way. That's what he is, an apostle. And it's just this really hard time. We need to really think about this. And I just pray that, you know, God would give us wisdom, that we just wouldn't leave our doors wide open for anybody just to walk into anything they want to God's people. And we need to have the fortitude to tell someone, not only do you, if you walk away from God, you need to walk away from here, and we don't want to see you back.
Right.
Yeah.
And then have the strength to look at the flock in the face and say, and don't let him back.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep, sometimes you keep things so secret. It's like, well, we just don't want this to vibrate in the pews. What are you talking about? It's like the sheep are in the pews. Yeah, it sounds like politicians when you say that kind of stuff. It's like, no, we need to be responsible for them. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of things happening right now in America that the leaders are not even letting the people know because they're concerned about how the people are going to react to it.
Mm. Right.
Because it's built off confidence, the economy is.
Oh, gosh.
And we got to be honest with, you know, and it helps out having a relationship with those that you're shepherding. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you've walked together a while. You know that you're for them and you're not trying to freak them out, but you got to tell them the truth. You got to say, listen, you know, this guy was walking with us once, but he's given himself over to the adversary and anything can happen. Open doors, empty houses. He can't tell you what he's going to do. I mean, that's just the way it works. They can't tell you what's going to take them over next.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to really think about that because we've been living in such a blessed land for so long that you could do anything you wanted to, and you can get away with doing things you shouldn't do. But if you're over right now in Syria, and you're being loose about being a shepherd, you're going to watch your sheep and possibly you, you know, life, the whole thing just end.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in China being loose and just, you know, whatever, let's just, whosoever, you know, come on in. Come on in. Come on in here. And you just don't even, and then just bringing all these people in on top of the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And never saying, okay, you in, no, I don't know, you know, you need to cook a little bit longer before you come in, before you get in the soup here, you know what I'm saying?
I'll meet you at Starbucks.
Well, you'll meet you, exactly. See? That, never mind, we don't want to go there. And so, but it's evil. These are evil days. You know, and coming from law enforcement, I mean, I've seen evil. And most Americans don't know evil. And even if your past generations knew evil, you don't know they're evil. You just know the evil they told you about. And there's evil. Satan is evil. I remember if you go, most stores have video cameras. And when you go to where there's a robbery that took place at a store or something, and somebody comes in, they just say, give me the money. And they take the money from the person and they go about their way. But there's some people that are just evil.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go in there and take a 50, 60-year-old lady who's just trying to earn a living at 10 o'clock at night behind the counter as a cashier and just go in there and just literally take their foot and just kick her face in and break her and kick her and kick her and beat her and beat her and kick her and kick her and then turn to take the money. The money was secondary other than the evil that was on that on these men or these women.
Wow.
And we just don't know that. I mean, we see a video of a bus driver basically defending himself and we freak out. You know, and the girl goes up there, lady goes up there and hits the bus driver, and he says, well, you about to go to hell now?
But he said, you hit me like a man, you're going to get...
Yeah, you hit me like a man, and of course, he removed her off the bus, with force.
Mm-hmm.
And now it was real bad. You got to see it. Maybe we'll make that available someday. And we're shocked by that.
Right.
Well, that's evil. It's evil. And there's a lot of evil that's been in America, a lot of evil things that happen. But there is evil. There's evil. There is decapitations. There's, you know, we're finding bodies in our states now and on the borders of Mexico with decapitations, which just means the head's cut off, the arms are cut off, the legs are cut off, all the identifying marks are cut off. Sheriffs are finding ice chests show up at their office with in Mexico with heads in it. Just all the heads of these particular people in there.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I know this might be, you know, kind of shaking you this today, but understand this, that we've got to grab the reality that evil exists. You can't negotiate with evil. You can't partner with evil. You got to be able to call evil evil. And that's where, for example, if you look back at Ronald Reagan, he just stood up, President Reagan, he just called evil evil.
Right.
And when he called evil evil, everybody kind of knew where things were. And then they began to negotiate with him and change their evil ways. And that's when the Iron Curtain came down.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just set on it. They said, no, don't call that evil. Don't call, you know, an Iron Curtain. Don't call that an evil empire type thing. And he's like, no, this is what I'm going to call it. And because he called it that, then everybody could identify with that. And then the people who were evil had to deal with their evilness, and then they had to make a choice what they're going to do. But if you don't call evil evil, I mean, burying a lady up to her shoulders because she uncovered herself in Afghanistan and stoning her, covering her head, and then stoning her head that's out of the ground, shooting a 13-year-old girl who wanted to go to school, calling her name out on a bus in Afghanistan, and the Taliban shooting her in the neck and shooting her because she wanted to go to school. Wow. Listen, America, we're about to experience some evil. We cannot live life like loosely like we used to.
Yeah. And evil knows no age. I mean, here even in New Jersey, South Jersey, two boys murdered a young girl, threw her in the dumpster. These are young teenage boys, and now they're sitting in jail.
And the thing is that the evil, you know, if you partner with evil, Satan will overtake you, and you'll do things that you thought you would never do,
right.
And it'll get in places you thought you never would get, and it'll take you places you don't want to go, and it'll leave you longer than you wanted to stay, and it could cost you eternity. Not only that, I remember right in Patterson where, you know, I think it was a particular fast food restaurant, more like maybe chicken or something like that.
Yeah, chicken Chinese.
And this young man, or you know, young adult man, was they were fixing to fight him, and you know, fight is a fight. But the men that were fighting him, along with the people that was fighting with him, so they imagine them punching with their fist and just typical fight. Then another man pulls out a machete and begins to hack at them. His own partner was getting his hand cut off. It was dangling there. Let me tell you something. I know this may be shocking to you, but understand Satan is evil. We're right now, America's been trying to partner with Satan. Say, I want two of these, none of those, one of these, one of that. Listen, the end, the Holocaust was real.
Mm-hmm.
The ghettos for the Jews was real. The taking of their homes was real. The hatred of Christians and Jews is real. Satan hates the human race, period.
Mm-hmm.
But he hates God's people.
Right.
He hates them. He hates us. And it's not, you know, just if you get the grips with that, because a lot of people are like, I just want to be light. I want to be light. And it's like, and you end up being hated by God eventually instead of, because you get loved by Satan.
Right. You'd be led, all right.
Yeah, nothing will separate you from the love of God but you. You know, when you partner with the devil. And that, understand this, that what God has laid on my heart and several others' hearts is that tough times are coming to America. And because the land has been so blessed and is blessed, and I believe and I hope that a third great awakening is going to pour out and we're going to turn, but it's going to be some struggle in there somewhere for us to be able to learn. Some difficult times are coming, and because it's blessed, you know, I made this statement before, and you think about it, is that you can be stupid a long time in a blessed land. You really can. You think like, how are you living? How are you? I mean, how are you eating? How does this happen?
Exactly. I mean,
you haven't worked in 6 years, 10 years. you have children. You got a cell phone. You got, how does this work? What am I doing wrong? You know,
and then you have an iPhone. Help yeah. me out.
So then you start questioning. Yeah, exactly. Something. Then you start questioning. Well, are they stupid or am I stupid? What's going on? And then you finally find out that when you live in a blessed land, you can be stupid a long time. But there comes to a point where the stupid cup is full. And you can't be stupid anymore. And what's going to be tragic is if we don't repent, if I'm walking around stupid, for example, and if I don't repent, it's going to be real tragic for me, because everything I'm floating on in this river, everything that I'm depending on to hold me up to this high place, everything that I'm depending on to feed my belly, I mean, all these stupid ways are going to crumble before me, and I'm not going to know what to do. I'm not going to have a grid for reality. And so then we're going to go to somebody else and say, hey, can you help me with my stupidness? Yeah. And they're going to go, listen, I got my own stupidity to deal with right now.
They're going to say, listen, you need to get an app. Listen to this moment of wisdom. Listen to this for a month and get back with me.
Yeah. This is evil what happened at the World Changers gathering there in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And it's just evil. But let me tell you something. I got a question for every one of us. What have we been doing with this Jesus? What have we been doing? Why have we allowed such evil to come to the land? Why are we sitting back and allowing an antichrist religion to just increase in its strength and before our very eyes? Antichrist spirit, antichrist religion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't heard that yet, you need to go to VFN Torch or go to your highlights and just look at, study Islam, study it. It's anti, they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus Christ, right? So Jesus, to be anti-Jesus as the Son of God, anti-Christ is to be anti-Christ.
Right.
No matter how organized and how religious you are, and by the way, that they would agree with you that they're anti-Jesus. They would say he's a prophet, but they're anti-Christ, which means he's not the Son of God.
That's right.
And so this is not news to them. This is just probably news to you. Because they totally believe he's not the Son of God. And they're not surprised. They're not offended when you tell them that you don't think he's the Son of God. They look at you and go, right. You know, that's what they say.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's Antichrist. That's Antichrist. And so we're just allowing this thing, according to Michelle Bachmann, allegedly, that the our government is being infiltrated with Islam. Islam's radical Islam at that. I mean, they're negotiating the blind sheikh's release and all these different things taking place. Homeland Security, we gave them basically our information, let them go through it all, the CARE organization and all the things that are happening. And understand, that spirit is the same spirit that was on this man that walked in to that fellowship and shot Greg. It's the same spirit. It's the same. There's only one. Listen, it's you wrestle against not flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. Evil is evil. There is not different categories of evil. That was evil, what happened. But it's the same devil.
That's right.
It's the same devil. And here we are. We have people that are anti-Christ, anti-Jews, they're anti-Semitic, which means they hate Jews, and they're anti-Christ, which means they hate Christians, and they want to rid the world of us, or they definitely rid the world of the Jews. They would actually put us in servitude to convert us or rid us. It depends. Mm-hmm. But they were called the infidel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they refer to us as, the infidel. And we're allowing this evil spirit just to rise up. To rise up in our land and partnering with it.
Right.
We allowed it. You know, allegedly it looks like that Ambassador Chris Stevens was sent to be engulfed by this evil spirit of radical Islam over in Libya.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like. Remember when I prophesied? I said to me, it looks like Uriah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like David, Uriah, and Bathsheba.
Yeah. And
trying to fix something here, and it looks like things are unfolding. You know, allegedly, according to reports that. We have been arming the Muslim Brotherhood and all the various affiliates of that. And Stevens was the negotiator. And not only was he an ambassador, it looks like more than likely, allegedly, that he was part of the CIA. And that's why the CIA was with him. And they were going to get the guns back. but this particular Turkish representative that came down, which Turkey's right above Syria where the wars is, was coming down. Supposedly he just left the safe house, and instantly that's when the battle came in.
Oh, wow.
And they're watching it with a drone. They're watching it within 2 hours. They're watching a 7 or 9 hour battle. They're watching it in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching Uriah die. They're watching, you know, Ambassador Christopher die. And the officers that are with him. While the one they were negotiating with, Stevenson was negotiating with arms to bring arms into Syria to arm Al Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood, that we're the ones giving them the guns.
Mm.
I mean, we're gonna have to actually, what do you call that when you have to pull somebody out of a grave? What's that called when you go, you have to take somebody out of a grave? You know, you bury, but you have to raise them or whatever.
Resurrect them?
No. Well, yeah, that's true. That would be resurrection. But anyway, raise or whatever. That we may have to go remove Nixon from his grave and apologize and beg his forgiveness forever. The things that happened to him, just, it's so minor what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. Church, we have to understand, it's not, we're talking to the church, we're not talking to the world, we're talking to the one that has gone astray, we're talking to the one that God's drawing to himself. Listen to me. J.J. J.J. And that means Jesus and the Jews. This whole thing is shifting. And as I talked about yesterday, I'm sure there's a related, as you're listening to this and you're seeing the VFN Torch, you can see a related article to it, that it's not going to end well for us. We're going to be the 55-year-old lady behind the counter thinking that somebody wants the money in the cash register, but actually they're overtaken with evil, and they're going to come in and literally try to destroy us and destroy the Jews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't catch yesterday, you got to catch it. The Secretary of State's husband, our Secretary of State's husband, allegedly has got his, which is former President Bill Clinton, has got his former campaign manager helping the opposition party to the Prime Minister of Israel. We can't change Netanyahu, so we'll actually change the leadership of Israel.
Campaign aid.
Yeah, and you can see that on the VFN Torch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. And we're just reading that off the Blaze, I believe it is. But understand that this is not good for JJ.
No.
And as we saw what happened in Atlanta, this horrific evilness, understand we are not as important as we think we are.
That's
in
right.
The world's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They're just tolerating the church. They're frustrated with the church. They're frustrated with the Jews. You keep bringing God up, and you know, to Israel, like you're blessed, and we don't like that, and we don't like your story over you. We don't like how God always protects you, and you Christians, all you do is try to protect Israel, and you don't want nothing to happen to Israel, and you keep sending money over to Israel, and you keep blessing Israel, and you keep forcing your government. You keep forcing your government, because we've taken over your leaders before, but you keep forcing your leaders, you Christian conservatives, to hold their feet to the fire towards Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching an interview on DW where one of the Palestinians leaders was saying it really doesn't matter who's in office, because the conservative factions in America, there's the ones that keep America standing with Israel. Don't think because America's standing with Israel because of the government. They're standing with Israel because of you.
That's right.
Because you stood up and you prayed for Israel, because you joined Christians United for Israel with John Hagee, and because you went and walked the lands of Israel and prayed at the Western Wall, and because you partner with ministries that are there, and that you are blessing Israel. That's the reason why.
That's right.
That's why it's happening. And if we shut up, if we stay silent, if we stay silent, it's not going to be good for us.
No.
Israel will stand as a nation. And here we are at this one moment, we're just seeing evil. And there's so much evil happening. I know Steve was headed to Pittsburgh, and I think he was in a small town in Alabama somewhere. And the Lord just lays on the heart, you need to go pray for these particular people. He goes to go pray for them. And he says, it's something I can pray for you about. And he said, 6 people were just killed last night.
Mm.
Six were just killed. And there's so many things happening. You can't keep your, it's just, you know, it used to be something tragic would happen and then you got a chance to go through this emotional release, sure, and the whole linear circular cycle of remorse and, you know, healthy period of mourning.
My concern is that so many are asleep during this time. It's like you cannot play with the things of God when there's such great evil. And you've talked about your law enforcement days, and I mean, like you said, there's so many police filter out so much crime and so much evil that's happening while people are asleep, while they get up on the road that next day to go to work, not understanding, not knowing what just came off of the street out of their neighborhood.
Right.
You know, and 19% of the church is spending time with God. 19 is reading, is like
they're reading the Bible.
Yes. I mean, what's it's great evil, and it's like, what? We're not equipped. We're not spending time with the Lord. We're playing around, and it's like, wait a minute. We got to understand what is happening. Enemy is a serious foe. He'll eat your lunch.
And the only good is God. So if you don't, if you haven't went to VFN TV and watched Who Are You Calling Good, you got to do that. You got to do that because you'll understand. You can't be good outside of God. God's going to empower you to be good. So if you're not spending time with him, if you're not abiding with him and reading his word and hanging out with like-minded believers, you're not going to, it's just, his goodness is not going to come out of your life.
That's right.
And you can't do this on your own. You have to have God to be able to walk this. So I just want to encourage you, you know, pray for Greg McDowell's family in Georgia. Pray for the church. Pray that God would give, you know, Brother Creflo wisdom to be able to come through this, and pray that the church there would just say, you know what? I'm not going to watch church anymore. I'm going to be the church.
That's right.
I'm going to be the church. If there's 30,000 of us, we can turn this nation around. If we will just leave, step outside of our CEO positions and, you know, downsize our limousine to a reasonable sized car. We move out of our 15-story house and just move into a reasonable sized house. We can go in this nation. I'll just go to a state and begin to be the church and begin to believe God. Listen, it's time. This is what I feel. I'm telling you what I feel in my spirit, and I can tell you that it starts like this with me, and some things the Lord has shown me is the reason why I'm saying this, is that God's name is going to be glorified. The church is going, we're going to go into the harvest field. And when you look at what happened in the beginning days of the church, if it was not Father Filter, if God didn't allow it, then the leaders wouldn't have stayed there. Mm-hmm. When the church got persecuted, everybody began to run. Mm-hmm. And everywhere they went, they preached Jesus. They preached the kingdom of God. But the leadership, James and all, they stayed at Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not going to let the leaders stay there. They're going to run everybody off. And that was God allowing the sword to come against his people and the persecution to be able to scatter them. And what happened when they scattered? The church grew.
Mm-hmm.
The church grew. There's more inside of you than probably one of the greatest leaders in some of these third world nations in America. You've been preached to so much. It's time to start giving it out and pouring it out. Listen, we can go out by choice or we can go out by force. I say, let's go out by choice. Let's go into the harvest field. Let's set aside all the excuses.
Right.
And it makes me think about the wedding feast. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the wedding feast, because where we are right now, you're being invited, but it doesn't mean you're right just because you are invited. We're talking about evil. The only thing that defeats evil, and this I mean, man, so many people have taken hostage Dr. King's words, but if you go back and revisit him and who he was and what he said the only way to defeat evil is through love and through goodness, and we got to you know, you can't fight evil with you. It's not going to work. And it has to be a non-violent type thing. But we can't do that in ourselves. We have to allow God to do it through us. I mean, obviously, it's God moving through us. And you think about it. We're talking about 30,000 believers in one place. Allegedly, that's what's being reported. 30,000. And imagine just going into the harvest field. I mean, divide that between 50 states or divide that between 3,300 counties. I mean, you could just, that many people could just transform. I mean, you'd have to give things up. I mean, you'd have to change your lifestyle, but isn't it worth it for a lifestyle in heaven? And we have to begin to just intercede and pray for them and comfort them. At the same time, we got to think about, what are we doing? What are we doing where 30,000 of us are in one place when people every day, 100 and something thousand a day, are dying and either going to heaven or hell?
That's right.
And what are we doing, you know, and how we're responding to the invitation to the wedding banquet? If you hadn't heard that, you got to get a right perspective of the kingdom of God. It'll encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll show you that drawing inside of you to obey God is not some weird, strange thing. It's actually normal to want to tell people about God. It's normal about wanting to share your faith, and it's normal mm-hmm. about wanting to see people not in their life in gross darkness. You know, it's normal to want to invite people into the kingdom of God. It's not abnormal. Mm-hmm. It's sad to say right now, according to what we see, that statistics say that 95% won't invite one person to the banquet.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's all going to work out. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people seen a lot of light at the end of tunnels, and people wrote a lot of books, but you know, I sure hope they're all right.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to filter that with Jesus' words.
That's right.
You want to filter it. And the thing is that when the rich young ruler was walking with Jesus and listening to Jesus, when Jesus told him what the price was, he walked away from Jesus. But still, this is what, and Jesus loved him, it says. Jesus loves us, but he'll love us all the way to hell.
I mean, that's right.
He loves us. He loves us so much that he's going to allow us to make our own decisions. He's not going to
give you a choice. Gives you absolute choice.
He is not going to force our hand.
That's
just not going to force our hand. And so I just want to encourage you, pray for them, comfort them, but begin to ask yourself, you know, how do we begin to win this country back to God? How do we begin to wake the church up? What do we do? And the first thing we're going to need to do is respond to the invitation, but not only respond, but to get dressed up. And if you can hear this the first hour, but we get dressed, the clothes that we wear in the presence of God that keeps us in heaven is our acts, our deeds, mm-hmm. our fruit, you know, what we do. Jesus said that we're known by our fruit. You know them by their fruit. And he calls them false prophets, which means these are very religious folk. I mean, they're very religious, and many people are going to come to me, Jesus said in the last day, and say, Lord, Lord, and they'll talk about gifts. Did we not sing? Did we not prophesy? Did we not have all these miracles and different things? He says, but I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So fruit is not your gift. I know you, if you have a gift and you've been told that that's actually your fruit, that you've been wearing that puppy out, like it's actually something you did, that's not something that God gave you. And,
mm-hmm. right.
and people like gifts. I mean, you see gifts in the world where God gives gifts to people and they use their gift and people are attracted to it and they'll lay money at the feet of those people.
Mm-hmm.
They call them artists and they buy their albums or their tapes or CDs or downloads or go to their movies and it makes them wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using that gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so gifts are not who we are. What we do with those gifts, what we do for others, the righteous deeds of the saints is what we're actually wearing, is what we're clothed with.
Right.
And when he finds out we're not clothed, which means if we didn't do anything, if we just said we have faith, but we didn't do anything, we had no deeds, we have no, it's sort of like saying, hey, if you believe that chair will hold you, you'll sit in it.
That's right.
But it's
right.
saying, hey, I believe that chairs will hold me, but you've never sat in it. You don't have faith. It'll right. hold you. And so it's just talk. It's called dead faith. It's mm-hmm. called useless faith.
Yeah.
The brother of Jesus said in the book of James, you know, James chapter 1, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. And so we want to have faith. This is the key. This, believe it or not, it's not as complicated as religions made it out to be. It's just the church being the church. It's time for us to wake up and to go in the harvest field and begin to let our good works be seen by man, which is God's goodness coming out of us so that God would get glory
mm-hmm.
and people would see this is the best way for us
mm-hmm.
and that God is merciful and forgiving will restore our land.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do nothing, if we just keep showing up and watching the righteous deeds of one
mm-hmm.
right.
and living vicariously through their fruit, it's not going to be well. Because, yeah, you're going to be at the wedding feast, but then Jesus is going to walk in and go, how did you get in here? You're not even dressed. And he's going to, you know, you can say this, but the guy that Jesus was talking to, he's going to be speechless. By the way, if you read Howard Pittman's The Gospel, or no, it's called Placebo Gospel.
Placebo Gospel.
You're going to be speechless. I mean, all of us are going to be speechless, but this guy looks at the king and he's speechless because he's not dressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious when you get around people who walk with God, you're going to feel, you know, kind of exposed a little bit if you've been being religious, but you're not really walking with God. Don't feel bad. Don't let the accuser accuse you. Just realize you just need to meet Jesus and give your life to him.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that was that you're doing prior to that, don't try to integrate it in what's going on. Just say, you know, I'd rather have what they have.
Some just gotta start all over again and say, I don't know what was that. And Jesus, I just want to start fresh, you know, because sometimes you see mixing of religion and just stuff that you've picked up over the years. And let me tell you, America knows a lot about Jesus, but I don't know how much we actually know Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how you know if we know, you know us by our fruit.
That's right.
You know us by our fruit.
Not by what we say, what we wear, yeah, right. Or the t-shirt we have, or what we put on our Facebook.
Yes. And so I just want to encourage you to pray for the church in Georgia, you know, with the people. We're talking about the people that are there, that gather there. Pray that God would give Brother Creflo wisdom as the apostle of that work, how to be able to help encourage everybody and maybe challenge and say, listen, we just can't let this thing keep on happening. We're going to have to begin to bring light into Georgia, into Atlanta, into the Southeast, and, you know, we can lose those 30,000 people to go.
Light
and
I mean,
there's like 3,300 counties in America, something like that, 3,300 counties, but 50 states. Just divide it all out and say, you know, if you guys, if we just spread out.
30,000, you could put 1,000 for each state. I mean,
that's almost as many IRS agents that President Obama just hired.
Right.
That's where we get that number from. We were actually working with that number. I mean, they're actually running a country off that. Maybe we can actually bring a church back to think about it.
Well, imagine that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.